This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How amygdala hijacking destroys patient hearing, and the exact techniques to stop it. Why your brain stops listening before you even realise it. In short, amygdala hijacking does not just make you emotional. It physically disables patient hearing by cutting off the brain region responsible for careful, rational listening. You cannot hear what someone is truly saying when your nervous system believes you are under attack. Knowing how that shutdown happens is the first step to stopping it. The amygdala fires before your thinking brain can intervene, making the hijack nearly invisible as it happens. Patient hearing requires the prefrontal cortex to stay online. Amygdala hijacking takes it offline. Specific physiological and cognitive techniques can restore your listening capacity mid-conversation. Definition: amygdala hijacking is the process by which the brain's threat detection center overrides rational thought during perceived danger. In difficult conversations, it short-circuits patient hearing within milliseconds, replacing open attentiveness with a defensive, self-protective state that makes genuine understanding nearly impossible. Why most explanations of patient hearing miss the real problem? People are told to listen more carefully. They're told to stop interrupting, to put their phone down, to make eye contact, and lean in. And they try. Then a difficult conversation starts. Someone says something that lands wrong, and every good intention disappears in an instant. That is not a discipline problem. It is a neurological one. Most advice about patient hearing treats listening as a choice you make consciously, moment to moment. The truth is that your capacity to listen at all depends on your brain being in the right state to do it. When amygdala hijacking fires, that state vanishes. You are not choosing to stop listening. Your brain has been temporarily restructured by a threat response that evolved long before difficult workplace conversations existed. I have watched this happen hundreds of times across 6 decades of observing people in hard conversations. The person who swore they would stay calm is now interrupting. The manager who wanted to understand their team member is now defending themselves. They did not fail at patience. They got hijacked. Understanding the distinction changes everything about how you prepare and respond. How amygdala hijacking physically shuts down your listening capacity. Here is the mechanism. Plainly spoken, your amygdala sits deep in the brain, and its entire job is to detect threat. It does not distinguish between a lion and a colleague who just blamed you in front of the whole team. To the amygdala, a social threat feels like a physical one, and it responds accordingly. When it fires, it triggers a cascade of stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline chief among them. Blood flows toward large muscle groups, preparing you to fight or flee. Your heart rate climbs. Your breathing shallows. And critically, resources are pulled away from the prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that handles nuanced thinking, rational assessment, and yes, patient hearing. This is not a metaphor. The prefrontal cortex is literally receiving less blood and fewer resources during a hijack. Your capacity for careful, open listening is not just impaired. It is running on empty. You can still hear sound. You cannot genuinely process meaning, hold complexity, or sit with another person's perspective when your system is in survival mode. The speed of this is what makes it so destructive. The amygdala processes threat signals before the thinking brain even receives them. By the time you're aware something feels wrong, the hijack has already fired. You are reacting before you have had a chance to choose. That gap between the hijack and your awareness of it is where patient hearing dies. For a deeper look at how this plays out in team settings, what is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments is worth your time. What hijacked listening actually looks and feels like. Let me describe what I have seen, because recognition is the first skill. The most common form is defensive listening. You stop hearing what the other person is saying and start scanning for what you need to refute. Their words become ammunition to be sorted: threat or no threat, attack or no attack. You catch the parts that confirm your concern and miss the parts that might have changed your mind entirely. Signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time outlines many of these patterns in detail. The second form is the rehearsal trap. While the other person is still speaking, you're already composing your response. Your internal voice is louder than their actual voice. You're not absent from the conversation, but you're completely absent from their side of it. This feels like listening. It is not. It is the appearance of patience with none of the substance. The third form is the shutdown. Some people go quiet, not because they are listening deeply, but because their system has gone into a free state. They nod. They look present. Inside, they have left the room entirely. They will remember almost nothing of what was said. All three of these are amygdala hijacking in action. All three destroy patient hearing. And all three look different enough that people rarely recognize them as the same root problem. Why the hijack goes unnoticed until the damage is done. Here is the thing that took me a long time to understand. The hijack does not feel like a hijack. It feels like clarity. When the amygdala fires, you do not experience confusion. You experience certainty. You know what is happening. You know what it means. You know what needs to be said. That feeling of sudden sharp certainty is one of the most reliable signs that your thinking brain has just been sidelined. But it does not feel that way from the inside. This is why people leave difficult conversations convinced they listened well, while the other person feels completely unheard. The hijacked listener was intensely focused, just not on understanding. They were focused on surviving the exchange. Those are not the same thing. There is also a social layer. Most people have learned to perform patience even when they feel none. They stay quiet, make the right sounds, and give every outward signal of attentive hearing, but the quality of their inner listening has collapsed. Patient hearing is not a performance of stillness. It is a genuine cognitive state of openness. Amygdala hijacking destroys the state while leaving the performance intact, which is why it goes unrecognized for so long. If you find this pattern showing up in feedback conversations specifically, how the amygdala hijack sabotages feedback conversations and what to do about it goes deep on that particular context. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The exact techniques that restore patient hearing mid-conversation. The goal is not to prevent the amygdala from firing. You cannot. The goal is to shorten the window between the hijack and your return to genuine listening. Here is what actually works. The physiological reset. Your nervous system responds to physical signals, and the most powerful one is your exhale. A slow, extended exhale, longer than your inhale, activates the parasympathetic response and begins to lower your heart rate within seconds. You do not need to leave the room. You do not need to announce it. One slow breath, feet pressed firmly to the floor, shoulders dropped. That is enough to begin the return. It is small. It works. Name the state, not the person. The moment you become aware of a hijack beginning, the single most effective internal move is to name the emotion. Not out loud, not as an accusation, just privately. I am feeling threatened right now. Naming an emotional state reduces its intensity by engaging the prefrontal cortex in a direct way. You are not suppressing the feeling. You are creating a small but crucial distance from it. That distance is where patient hearing can re-enter. Buy yourself a sentence. When you feel the hijack rising and you are not yet ready to listen well, use a grounding phrase to hold your space without reacting. Something like, "Give me a moment. I want to make sure I understand you correctly." This serves two purposes. It slows the conversation to a pace your nervous system can manage, and it signals to the other person that you are attempting to hear them. Both matter. Prepare before conversations that will test you. This is the one most people skip, and it is the one that changes everything. Before any conversation you know will be difficult, take 5 minutes to identify where the likely trigger points are. Ask yourself honestly, what might they say that will fire my amygdala? Then prepare a specific reset response for each one. I cover the full framework for this kind of pre-conversation preparation and Say It Right Every Time. It is the difference between hoping you stay calm and building a system that makes calm more likely. The specific challenge of knowing how to open a difficult conversation in the first place, how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team synergy, offers practical starting points. What changes when you apply these techniques consistently? Patient hearing is not a character trait that some people have and others lack. It is a skill with a neurological foundation. When you understand that amygdala hijacking is the primary mechanism destroying your capacity to listen, and when you build consistent habits around the reset techniques above, something shifts. You start catching the hijack earlier. At first, you notice it after the damage is done, then during. Then, with enough practice, you notice the early physical signals, the tightening in your chest, the narrowing of your attention, the impulse to interrupt. You learn to treat those signals as information rather than instructions. The people around you notice before you do. They notice that you are finishing conversations differently, that you are pausing where you used to react, that you seem to actually hear them, not just wait for your turn. That change builds the kind of trust that makes genuinely difficult conversations possible at all. High psychological safety enables honest communication, and sustained team synergy explores how that trust compounds over time. Say It Right Every Time offers a structured system for building this capacity over 60 days, with daily practice exercises that move from low stakes to high stakes conversations progressively. The skills do not arrive all at once. They accumulate, like any real competence. Read more about that progression at Say It Right Every Time. Avoiding this work has a cost that compounds. Why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy makes that cost visible in ways that are hard to argue with. The ground beneath patient hearing. Here is the truth of it. Most people think they have a listening problem. What they actually have is a nervous system that has never been trained to stay calm enough to listen well under pressure. Amygdala hijacking is not a character flaw. It is biology doing its job. Your job is to build the small, reliable habits that give your thinking brain a chance to do its job too. The physiological reset. The named emotion. The grounding phrase. The preparation before the conversation begins. None of these are complicated. All of them require consistent practice, not just understanding. Knowledge of the mechanism is only useful if it changes what you do in the room. Even difficult personalities become more manageable when you stay grounded enough to actually hear what they are telling you, sometimes about themselves, sometimes about a problem you both share. How to address passive-aggressive behavior that's silently eroding team synergy shows how the principle applies in one of the hardest listening situations you will face. This much I know for certain: amygdala hijacking will keep destroying your patient hearing until you build something stronger than the reflex. You can build that. Start with one conversation, one breath, one moment of naming what you feel before you react. Frequently asked questions. What is amygdala hijacking? Amygdala hijacking occurs when the brain's threat detection center overrides rational thought in response to a perceived danger. In conversation, it shuts down patient hearing almost instantly, replacing calm listening with defensive or reactive responses before the thinking brain can intervene. How does amygdala hijacking affect patient hearing? Amygdala hijacking redirects your brain's resources away from careful listening and toward self-protection. You stop absorbing what the other person is actually saying and start scanning for attack. The result is reactive, defensive listening rather than the patient, open hearing a difficult conversation requires. How do you stop amygdala hijacking during a conversation? The most reliable technique is a deliberate physiological reset. Slow you exhale, ground your feet, and name the emotion you're feeling. These actions signal safety to your nervous system, allow the prefrontal cortex to re-engage, and restore the mental space that patient hearing needs. Why does amygdala hijacking happen so fast? The amygdala processes emotional signals before the thinking brain even receives them. In threatening conversations, it fires within milliseconds, triggering a stress response that your rational mind only catches up with afterward. Speed is the feature, not the floor. It evolved to keep you alive, not to make you a good listener. Can you train yourself to resist amygdala hijacking? You cannot stop the initial response, but you can shorten its grip. Consistent practice of reset techniques, combined with preparing for emotionally charged conversations in advance, build a reliable gap between the hijack firing and your reactive response. That gap is where patient hearing lives. What does amygdala hijacking look like in a real conversation? It looks like interrupting before the other person finishes, mentally rehearsing your rebuttal while they speak, feeling a sudden flush of heat or tension, or shutting down entirely. These are all signs your threat response has taken over and your capacity for patient hearing has temporarily gone offline. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.